do my skincare with me while I talk about an article that came out on the New York Post about my life. So basically, I did an interview with the New York Post regarding my nose job and my divorce.
Yeah, this is gonna be a tough one to get through. Ended it. But just for context, this is her before she had the nose job.
And they completely reworded what I said about my surgery and my divorce. So I'm here to just clear the air and set some stuff straight because I do not like to be misinterpreted, and I just feel like they literally twisted my words completely and it was just not nice. I got a nose job in November 2024, 4 months post-op. My nose job has literally changed my life.
Nah, bro. Get to the point.
So I recently opened up about a divorce with my husband. I am not going to bad talk him, but this article basically is bashing me and saying that I got a nose job and then I left my husband. And that was not the series of events that happened.
Are you sure about that?
We've been separated for years. We were living separate. I got my nose job and basically we sold our marital home. Nose job and think, oh, I'm so hot, I'm gonna finally divorce him. I got a nose job, I was turning 30 and...
And that was your last chance to ride the carousel.
Habibi, come to Dubai.
I just was home recovering on the couch in my bed and realized I need to finally move on with this part of my life. Like, I don't know why we're remaining married.
So basically, you got a nose job, then you divorced your husband. Just like the article said.
That this article is doing a disservice to me and just basically making me seem like a shallow person, which was not the case. Like, I did not like my nose. I was always gonna get it done. I paid for it with my own money. He did not pay for it. It wasn't like, oh, I married you, got a nose job, and now I'm leaving you. That was not the case.
You're kidding, right?
Stop it. Get some help.
Bro, that's literally what you did. You divorced him immediately after getting the nose job. You didn't even wait for them to take the bandages off.
We've been not good for a while, and it really was not anyone's business, but because now I'm on social media and I have been sharing my business, I thought it was important to elaborate.
This is not okay. This needs to stop now. This is cancer. This is so much cancer that I can feel the tumors growing on my back. And it's weighing down heavy on me, and it's not okay.
So this article does not give a false representation of me. If I did or didn't get a nose job, we were still heading down the same path. It was bound to happen. So I just wanted to...
Oh, shut up.
Sweetie, cut the crap. If you and your ex were already heading for divorce anyway, you would have divorced him in the first place, not just separated. And considering you divorced him exactly after you got your nose job, well, that tells me two things. First, before the nose job, you didn't think you could get a better man, so you kept your husband at arm's length. But after the nose job, you thought you were hot enough to get attention from better men than your husband.
We don't mix with these people. What kind of offspring do you think that would yield?
So you divorced them.
This chain of logic is correct, and what is correct is sacred.
And second, I think you actually wanted to spite your ex-husband, which is why I think you agreed to do that article with the New York Post in the first place. And all you've managed to do with this video is confirm that the article was accurate.
And that's the bottom line, 'cause Stone Cold said so.